Oh, I have to tell you the story about the old black man. There was a one black family in Boonesboro, and the old gentleman's name was Hayes Toyer. Lived up behind Boonesboro, had a great big horse. And I suppose at six, the horse seemed bigger than it really was, but he would come up the back road and haul logs up for my dad to chop up for firewood, remembering that this was before charcoal. And if anybody wanted to have a fire for a picnic, Daddy always had the wood available. So Mr. Hayes would and his horse would drag the logs up. And on the trip back down to get another log, he'd let me ride the horse. And he would attach a log to the horse's reins, and then he would lift me down and take the horse by his right hand and me by his left hand, and we'd hike up the back road, and he'd sing little ditties and tell little stories and talk to the horse. And I suppose the most memorable time of my childhood, we got up there one day for lunch, and Mother said, "Go Hayes, go Marsh, we're having lunch." And I can still see that great big old black man with white curly hair looking at Mother and saying, "Oh, ma'am, I can't eat at white folks' table." And Mother said, "Okay, Wash, I'll bring your lunch out to you on the picnic table." And so I scurried in. I washed. Oh, I'd been on a horse. Lord, I had to have a bath. And I got my lunch, and I went out and sat with him. And he would sing little ditties and tell me little stories. And he was my Uncle Remus. I don't know if you ever remember the stories of Uncle Remus. Well, he was my Uncle Remus. And I've often said I never felt more loved or more cared for than when I had lunch with that old black man.